Coach, congratulations, and had you in down for 9 steals over the doubleheader. And you were really aggressive out there on the base pass once you were able to take that lead. And what were you seeing in the defense that allowed you to make Wichita North to force errors on them?
For one thing, you know, you steal most of the time on catchers. And we saw that early on that not real good back there, and especially when they switched to the guy that started the first game, the redhead kid that started or came behind the plate, and he was not real good arm strength. And we always tell our kids, you know, we need to see early in the game what kind of moves guys got. They showed us, I think, in the entire game at first base, 2 pickoff moves, maybe 2 or 3 in a whole game. And so when we do that, we just tell them, okay, the next time you get on the base, extend your lead by 1 step. If you don't pick over, go another half step, whatever, just keep extending it until they do something. And they never did that. They never stopped us.
There was only one time today where you got the leadoff man on board and didn't score. So what is that telling you about your offense and your ability to be able to start something from just a little bit of an opening?
Those are things that we offensively in our batting practices and in a cage, whatever we do, that we talk about, and we put them in those scenarios where, you know, we got a guy on first, or we got a guy at third with less than 2 out, whatever it is. So, you know, we're used to those situations. And then the big thing was that we were able to, once we do get that guy on, we're not satisfied with that we're going to steal second.
What were the starters doing that was so effective?
If Eric's on, he can handle just about anybody. You know, and I think his velocity was probably the best that we've had. But I'm guessing that he was mid to low 80s today. And his breaking ball. And he's got a good changeup. And he's got a good cut fastball. So everything was working.